Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yippee!
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Monstrous Radio. It's Monstrous Monday. It's just me, E Monster, and the Monstars. We got Miss Unbelievable in tonight. But hey, thank you. Thank you for being here with us. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with us, tuned in to Monstrous Mondays. And we're going to get it in, get y'all week started. So, yeah, we got a couple things to talk to y'all about tonight. But first, let's go over here and say what's good to Miss Unbelievable herself. I don't know what else to say. The outstanding, the eternal fire, the queen of the hive.
Yes, say that. Hey, say that. What's good? What's good, E Monster? What's going down?
What's going down? Hey, just ready to get the people started for this week. Hey, it was a nice long week. Shout out to everybody that kicked it with, whoever you kicked it with on Labor Day, good or bad. But yeah, we're gonna talk about some of the things that led up to today, like over the weekend. You know, some of the things that we may have did. Some things you guys can call in and talk about some of the things you don't did. Yeah, we got our topics for tonight. We got a lot of good stuff for them. But, hey, you know how we do it. You know how we start the show off. Let's do a Monstrous Radio Urban Weather Report. Go ahead and stick your head out the window and tell the people where you at and what's the weather like. Hello.
Well, I'm sticking my head out the window in North Minneapolis, and it's 58 degrees, so therefore, fall. Yes, hey, fall. How you doing, fall? Welcome, fall. Here in the Twin Cities and St. Paul area, it's so beautiful. It's cold, but, man, that's not perfect weather for me. I love it. I don't know about you. I love it. I love the fall.
Right. I like it. It's some good color weather. But that's a wet Wednesday topic. We'll get into that a little bit later on tonight. So like I said, some of the things we're going to talk about, some of the things we may have done over the weekend, some places we went to. I know we're definitely going to talk about the State Fair. Talk about that a little bit coming up. Also, what we're going to talk about tonight is, now that Labor Day's here, it's the big go back to school time. You know, how do people dress their kids for school? I mean, do you dress them up like a business CEO? Do you dress them up in casual gear? I mean, do you send them thugged out? I mean, what's the scoop? I mean, how do people send their kids to school nowadays? And you parents, how are y'all going? No, I'll let Miss Unbelievable do the second part. What's the second part for the parents?
Oh, how you arriving at the bus stop? Are you fresh to death or are you a hot ass mess?
So, hey, that's what we're talking about. We got some people over here that are calling in. We've been got some people push one already. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and do our warm-up, give a little bit more time for people to call in. Stick with us, Monstrous Radio, a la radio with the roar. So, let's see. I mean, what are we going to start out with on a Monstrous Monday? It's unbelievable.
You know,
how are we going to start it out tonight?
You know, I'm selling some Zoe Dollar. I don't know about you. You know, he going to be here in the Twin Cities from September 29th at Privé, I'm feeling some Zoe Dallas tonight. What about you? I'm feeling some Zoe.
Okay, you know, I'm feeling that too. Seeing that we always give away free tickets on Friday Night Live. Make sure y'all don't miss that out. But check it out. This is Zoe Dallas, him and Chris Brown coming to the Twin Cities. Zoe Dallas, September 29th to Privé. And guess who's the DJ? E Monster and the Monstars. Check it out. This is him posting Delete, Chris Brown. I like this one right here. Hey, I'm just going to say Chris Brown stole my verse on this. It is what it is. Monstrous Radio. Monstrous Monday. E Monster and it's unbelievable. We live, y'all.
We live, y'all.
I've been drinking so much champagne. Sipping, swerving in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in our ovation. Not tryna be part of that way. Comments if we conversate. Tryna throw it in my face. Tryna get me out my game. I say, post and delete. Yeah. Post and delete. Ha. Post and delete. Yeah. Post and delete. Ha. Post and delete. Post and delete. Post and delete. Post and delete.
Mama, you tripping. I ain't really with that issue. It's gonna really be some shit if I get caught on the internet with you. I don't really do the pictures. We gonna do this a little different. Ain't no touching, no kissing. When we in public, shorty just listen. I post an elite, don't keep it up. These people just trying to keep up with us. Put two and two, trying to figure out if me and you fucking or what. Yeah. Shorty, you just want the wave. Fucking with me cause I'm paid. Shorty, y'all already know. Cause a young nigga made.
I'm drinking so much champagne. Sipping, swerving in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in our ovation. Not tryna be part of that way. Comments if we conversate. Tryna throw it in my face. Tryna get me out my game. I say, post and delete. Yeah. Post and delete. Post and delete. Post and delete, post and delete, post and delete, post and delete, post and delete.
Had to block your account and unfollow your app. Yeah, bitch, you the worst. And if you try to tag me, I'ma start spazzing. Shade room and baller alert. I was just minding my business. It was just me and my niggas. You started liking his pictures. I started piping these bitches. Pussy pop a perk and get busy. I'm about to fuck around and call this bitch. Like delete all that shit. Can't keep my name out your mouth. Eating all that dick. Juggling my balls and shit. I was trying to record my conversations like a federale. And everybody trying to reach me like I'm Ricky Bobby. Black pyramid. That don't mean I'm Illuminati. Ain't gotta pull a trigger. Homies got a couple bodies. Believe that. I ain't with the fake shit, chopper gon' spray shit. Hit you like emoji with the faces. Never get the police my statement. Never said shit by the bricks that I had up in my basement. Stop it, what the fuck you want from me? Know my time and my money, bitch, that ain't free. What you call a king with a chain, a masterpiece. And don't talk that shit if you gon' post me delete.
I've been drinking so much champagne. Sipping, swerving in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in our ovation. Not tryna be part of that way. Comments if we conversate. Tryna throw it in my face. Tryna get me out my game. I say, post and delete. Yeah. Post and delete. Post and delete. Yeah. Post and delete. Post and delete. Post and delete. Post and delete. Post and delete.
Shorty got all in the feelings. Told her I ain't with the Instagram. Lil mama when we chillin'. I ain't down with the filming. No Snapchat and no Periscope. You could do that shit, but not by me, though. Don't want no pics in the Rover. How many times I done told ya? Personally, that shit ain't too cool with me. Everyone know you a freak. Tryna keep this shit low-key. So I just post and delete. You want the wave? Taking pictures when you up in the rave. Stars in the ceiling. They know when you in the building.
I've been drinking so much champagne. Sipping, swerving in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in our ovation. Not tryna be part of that way. Comments if we conversate. Tryna throw it in my face. Tryna get me out my game. I say, post and delete.
Hey, my bad. I'm over here posting delete on Facebook. Y'all better start sharing. It is what it is. Joey Dollars, a double play. This is him and KC Veggie. Oh, yeah.
I'm smobbing through the party with my niggas. Seen a couple bad bitches fucking with us. See some broke niggas hating on the sideline. We just laughing at them niggas giving high five. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just here to fucking night up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Be my niggas finna turn up. Oh, yeah. Dark shades, red cup. Mobbing through the party like, what's up? See a few chicks acting like stuck up. But fuck it, we just here to get fucked up. See some bad bitches. Real life, no filter, no catfish. See some niggas hating on the sideline. Tell them niggas get a better job. 9-5. I'm just mobbing through, fly like a plane. Cup of water in my hand, I don't do Mary Jane. My niggas sipping on drink, ain't rolling up. Fucking, we ain't leaving out this party till the sun is up. I'm just mobbing through the party with my niggas. Seen a couple bad bitches fucking with us. See some broke niggas hating on the sideline. We just laughing at them niggas giving high five. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just here to fucking night up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Me and my niggas finna turn up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Young Veggies made these girls all go crazy. Said she never met a nigga that was so wavy. Baby never left a lot in that new Sadist. When you turn the lights down, she get X-rated. Getting pounds from the plug, way like 480. I've been caught up in the game, shit so crazy. I whip it up into the pot until it go crazy. Girl, I beat it up and never leave no stage. She the type of bad bitch a baller would call. And I'm a young rich nigga, ain't tripping at all. She like I'm with my friends too, who coming with y'all? It's just me and Zoe Dollars.
I'm just mobbing through the party with my niggas. Seen a couple bad bitches fucking with us. See some broke niggas hating on the sideline. We just laughing at them niggas giving high five. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just here to fucking night up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Me and my niggas finna turn up. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Zoe Dollars. Chase you, Veggie. September 29th, coming to Green Bay. Zoe Dollars. DJ E Monster. Hosted by Rob G. So, all right, make sure y'all come out September 29th. That's a Friday night. Make sure y'all come out, kick it with us at Green Bay. It's going down. It's going down. I don't know what else to tell you, but it's going down. You dig? So,
it's
all right, let's
down.
Go ahead and get into our discussion. Yeah, we got somebody over here who's ready to talk to us. I'm pretty sure they're going to tell us about what they did over the weekend. But let's go ahead and jump it off and talk about what's some of the things that we had going on over the weekend. I know me and the Monstars, we all went and hung out at the fair, the Minnesota State Fair. For those of you that are not in the state of Minnesota, if you don't know what our state fair is, this is not one of them little-ass park fairs. No, the Minnesota State Fair is a whole entire city by itself. You dig? It's like, I don't know what to tell you. You have to be like, I'm just saying, if you missed it this year, make sure you bring your ass out next year and kick it with my sis radio, and we're going to get it in. So so tell us about your experience at the fair. Now, people, you listened last week, you heard Miss Unbelievable say she really don't go to the fair. You dig? She had no interest at all in the fair. She didn't see why nobody wanted to go. She just didn't get the point in it. So, you know, Monstrous Radio, we made it mandatory. We said we're going to give her 30 days. You dig? If she didn't go, she said, fuck that. I'm not doing 30 days for nobody. So she went out there. So tell us, what was it like at the Minnesota State Fair for you after knowing how you felt about it pre-hand?
Stand on how I feel. I don't understand why you go. So many people. You stand in long old lines, and you have people bumping into you. You have, but okay, I get why people go. I get why I don't go. But for me, the corn delicious. I guess you go back for the things that you don't taste every day, or you would treat yourself to every day. So, like, you would go get a pork chop on a stick, or you would go get walleye fries or fried avocado, all those different things that you just usually wouldn't put in your taste palette, so you will indulge in that day. I can see why they can do that. I would wait in line for corn again. Yes, that was about the only thing that. Oh, and that fried fruit. Yes, Jesus. Yes. But yeah, I think it's just people, just to see the people and the different booths and different things that are out there. I don't understand why. What's the whole? I wouldn't go 3, 4, 5 times like some people go. One time.
Mm-hmm.
For the one time, it's good, right?
That one's good enough.
I can see myself going every other year just to see if they're going to bring something new or something exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was the state fair. It was a fair. It was a big fair. The rides look interesting. If I go next year, who goes with me, mandatory, or they get 30 days, is we going on the rides.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about the only thing that I missed, not going on the rides. Everyone going on the rides, at least one. You know, whether it be Tilt-A-Whirl, mm-hmm. whether it be Skyline or Sky, whatever that thing was up there. The Sky was mm-hmm. Sky Ride, Skyline, something like that.
Yeah.
As you see,
Sky,
all that information.
I tell you this.
That's up.
It could be called the sky's the limit. But I tell you what, if we all go out as a group, I'm not going. I'm going to do my 30 days.
Oh, yeah.
You be saying all the rides in the news? Oh, no. They don't do no park rides.
Oh, yeah. You 30 days.
I don't care.
Otherwise, it's not
the
state fair.
I don't trust man, inspector, I don't know, and it don't affect his check if we get hurt. I'm just saying, I don't trust no inspector, I don't know, and if we get hurt, it affects his check. I just can't do it. I'll watch all y'all. I will cheer you from the ground. I will pump a flashlight for you. I will hold your name up and on a big piece of print board like I'm on a game show. You dig? Or we had a football game, license to be exact. But you know what I'm saying? I'll do all that for you from the ground. I sure will. I'll hold the camera. Somebody got to be the film man. I'll be that film man from the ground. I'm just saying it is. What it is. I ain't doing it. But one thing that the fair can teach you, though, is that the fair can teach you patience. I'm just saying mm-hmm. it can teach you patience. Because some people, see, didn't I tell you? I told you the only main thing I hate is when people try to look dead face, try to walk right down against the grain, against everybody. You're just going to cut through everybody. For real? Like, you walk your mm-hmm. ass across on the other side of the street like it's traffic. I'm just saying. Hey, that's what it is. We're going to see what somebody else did this weekend. We got somebody else on the line. So 612-232, who we got? Hello, what did you do over the weekend? Did you go to the fair?
Yeah, hey, Monster, what's crack-a-lackin', bro?
What's good? So tell us about your experience.
What's
at
good
the
in
fair.
The hood? What's good in the neighborhood, huh?
Tell us about your experience at the fair.
I went to the safer on the first day with my aunt, and then I went mm-hmm. To the Usher concert last week. A couple of days ago. On it was Thursday night.
Okay. Did you enjoy the concert?
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't know that Lil Jon was gonna be his guests and stuff, but before that, it was Watch the Duck, and I didn't like them as much. they said they had some new songs, but I didn't like it. They were saying F words and everything, and they were sharing.
Who opened up for Usher?
Yeah, no, it was Watch the Duck. They were the guest, and then Lil Jon was with Usher after Watch the Duck was first before them.
Okay. And, so the group was called Watch the Duck.
Yeah, the group Watch the Duck, yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad. You know, it is at the state fair.
Yeah,
y'all watching the duck?
Yeah,
it is what it is. So people are paying for.
Yeah. There was a duck on the stage anyways, too. Yeah, he wore a bomber jacket and everything.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
yeah.
A duck with a jacket?
Yeah, a duck with a bomber jacket.
Was,
yeah.
A bomber jacket.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hopefully.
Yeah, bomber. Yeah.
That's ripping. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you get to take? What kind of food did you eat out there? Tell us about the food. Do you like the food at the fair?
Well, I can't have much of the food, but I had some of the ice cream stuff there, and I had their fries in.
Oh, okay.
And a hot
okay.
dog.
That's what's up.
That's
what's up.
Yeah.
And a hot dog.
Yep, and I had
okay.
the big fat
okay.
bacon, too.
The big fat bacon?
Yep, I had the fries.
With the bacon on a stick?
Yep, big fat. Yeah, the bacon on it. Yeah, the bacon on a stick, the big fat bacon. And then I had deep fried pickles.
Have...
Huh?
Okay, unbelievable. Can you tell me what you said? Sound like you said she had fried pickles. You had fried what?
I said I had deep fried pickles and that big fat bacon.
Oh, deep fried pickles.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm thinking they're selling pickles. I know
it's
they're selling alligators. Goat. Anything else?
Yeah.
I
wanted to try the alligator, but I don't know if I could have it or not. So I'm hoping that maybe I can try it next year.
Oh.
We just have to figure out what I
alligator
can have.
Okay, ain't that bad.
Yeah.
It ain't that bad.
I also have Peter Parker and DJ D-Mill, too.
Okay. You do know they're on competitive radio, right? It is what it is.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I was just letting you know.
Okay.
I know you're just taking better for you. I'm just letting you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It is what it is. It is
what it
is. Yep. So, okay, anything else you want to put out there, tell the people about you going out to the fair?
I hope that maybe you can hopefully do visit all the other different radio stations next year since I couldn't much of this year. So I'm hoping I might be able to do that. And I also didn't have much money this year, so I'm hoping I'll have more money next year. So... I had to take less money this year.
Yeah, you got to have some bread to go to the state fair.
I need to have more of a job. I don't have much of a job right now, though. So.
Oh, okay, right. Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, before I play another track, I'm going to ask you the ultimate question, though. I got to ask you the ultimate question about the state fair.
Yeah.
Anytime anybody goes to the state fair, everybody knows. Everybody going to ask you this when you show up to work the next day and you say you went to the state fair. The ultimate question is, did you buy any of Grandma's cookies?
No, I can't have those. I used to, but I can't anymore. So that's the hard part.
Oh,
those cream of those cookies, man. Those are a bomb.
Right.
Yep.
So, all right. So we'll try to get some more people tuning in, some more people pressing one. So, all right, we're going to come back after this other breather. This is Fifth Harmony. I think they won some awards on the MTV Awards. Check it out. This is called Deliver. New music, Monsters Radio. Live, Monsters Monday.
Even though I keep it ready on the regular, so I don't have to get ready, ain't no setting up. When I give it, I make sure I get more than enough. Yeah, he know this. No warranty, and I'll never need another, that's a guarantee. I can overnight this body if that's what you need. Yeah, ignore this, ignore. I love little Missy, no, I always come through. Show up looking like my photo, keep it full proof. When you call me, no, you know that's what I'm gonna do. I'm coming through.
like me, I'll give you that. I'll bring something that you wanna unpack. You can say I'm reliable like that.
Yeah, Monstrous Mondays, right here on Monstrous Radio Live. E-Monster, it's unbelievable. Yeah, we gonna deliver. So like I said, it's unbelievable. So many things you can learn from the State Fair. And we gonna open up the line to you next, 612-743. We just gonna finish opening it up. So remember, like I said, some of the things you can learn from the State Fair. It's like one thing you can learn is patience. Because like you said, a lot of people will bump into you. People will get in your way on purpose. You'll be standing in line. Somebody will try to cut with a baby cart right in between you, run over your toes, and then look at you like it's your fault. It is what it is. But here's some other things you can learn at the Minnesota State Fair. If nothing else. Here's two other things you can learn at our State Fair. Like one thing you can learn at the State Fair is what not to wear. Am I wrong, Ms. Unbelievable? Some of these people out here, I'll be like, no, homie, that does not go together. Neither the colors don't blend, nor does it match with your body shape. It is what it is. You should not be wearing that, big player. No, big player, your knees look wobbly, big player. No, fall back, big player. Go back to the car, big player. Drive over to Walmart and buy you some new clothes, big player. That's not going to work today. No. Because me, the eye watcher sitting over on the curb, I'm climbing your ass as you walk by. I mean, am I wrong? It's unbelievable. Did you see some people that probably had some things on? They probably shouldn't have walked that day. Not in front of us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's always like that, you know. Our healthier girls, our big chicks, you know, because it's in their size, they wear it. I love you to death. Yes, I'm a thick chick myself, so don't get me wrong. But come on, one pieces with cowboy with some armored boots. No, and it's 90 degrees. That just don't go. I mean, it just don't go. Know your body shape. Know your body type. You know, embrace it. You know, leggings that is two size too small. They ain't good to wear either. You know, but I applaud you for your courage. Courage is always the best, or you just don't care. Cause you want to wear what you want to wear, but you in public. So get ready for this. And I think some people do it for the stares and the awe effect. And sometimes when they go to the fair, they be like, oh, I'm going to wear this to see what someone's going to say or if they're going to look or stare. So I think it's for all different reasons. And some people just, you know, got that courage and say, hey, I'm going to put it on regardless. This is who I wear every day. But
I'm going to tell you, hey,
I applaud
courage is a beautiful thing. Yes, I applaud you, too. Both hands, I'll give you two thumbs up and a big toe. Get it? I'm just saying. Courage is a beautiful thing, but not when you got a pear-shaped body and you got on an apple red shirt. It is what it is. We're going to go ahead. Here's another thing that you can learn at the State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
another thing you can learn at the State Fair is how sexy you are not. I'm just saying. I realize I'm not as sexy as I thought I was. It is what it is. You mean you be walking around and be like, damn, okay. Maybe I need to get in the gym a little bit.
A steak or something. You just need some protein.
You know what?
Just,
You know, nobody asked you to join. You know what? We're going to check in with the caller. See, I'm done with you right now. Nobody asked you to join in and bash on me. 612.
Well, I was just giving you some tips, you know.
Please help me. 612-743. Please help me before I get 30 days. Please help me. Who we got on the line? Hello.
This is CJ the Poet. I don't know. Am I supposed to be giving... Hey, what's up? Am I supposed to be helping with this list of do's and don'ts or what? I need to know.
Yeah, you can help with these, with the list of do's and don'ts. Yes, you can help with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go with that, yeah.
Okay, here we go. I mean, it's not chronological or any sort of that order. If you have teeth, do wear those. If you have deodorant, do wear those. If you have a waist trainer, it is not meant for every occasion. You're not meant to have titties in the back and the front. You're a strong believer in one size fits all. Take this Labor Day off. I was not calling in for this.
Floss
your teeth, not your behind. I'm just saying, we can see it. We had fun in high school. I have tamed it down since I have become a mature adult.
Oh my goodness. I was not ready.
Eyebrows are not for everything. I'm just saying.
I
can be talked about too, but you know.
Right. Yeah, I just want to say disclaimer, big shout out to Mr. Mayhem. He had posted on his page the other day, he had said he see another one of you ladies that wipe, that draw your eyebrows on your forehead, he going to lick his finger and wipe it the hell off. It is what it is. I think collectively as people,
I agree. I believe you should look like your mother or your father. And neither one of them had those eyebrows.
Hey, I'm tired of giving these ladies that paint that draw the little eyebrow on their forehead. I'm tired of giving you little short girls a hug, and now I got a Nike symbol on my shirt. That's that bullshit I don't like. It is what it is.
No. Well, at least it's upside down, and it looked like you had somebody's feet on your chest. Swoosh.
So I guess what we're talking about tonight, we're talking about, you know, things that, you know, we did over the weekend. We talked about the state fair. You can tell us about if you went to the state fair, you know, what was it like this year for you. But what we really wanted to get into and talk about tonight is one thing, you know, about how a lot of kids are going back to school. You know what I mean? We're talking about how do people dress their kids when they go back to school. You know, do you dress your kid up as a CEO? You know, some people, do you dress your kids casual? Some people, do you dress your kids thugged out? What it is. And then the second part of that question is, and I'll let Miss Unbelievable tell that part of the question. So what's the second part of it?
Do you dress to impress, or are you a hot mess when you drop your kids
when
off,
you go
you pick them up?
Yes.
Right. I have five children who are now adults, and I didn't dress them to impress anyone. Half the time they were in uniforms, but I did dress them where they comfortable going to school that first day. If they didn't want their ponytails, we didn't do them that way. If they didn't want to wear those type of shoes, we didn't do it that way. So it was more or less to make them feel comfortable with the decision on being who they were. A lot of parents don't think about that. They want to look like they're the best parent that they can be. So whatever you're thinking,
right.
It doesn't matter. You want those Mickey Mouse shoes. You're wearing these Jordans today. So some parents don't think like that.
Right.
I did. I got my kids light up shoes, and they had 3 or 4 pair of them.
Right.
But they also
yeah,
had the shoes just in case you had to
straight.
Go somewhere.
Some people be dressing their kids in straight Gucci down, though. I'll be like, damn, little homie, I'm going to have to stick you up. You think he got a little Gucci belt on, a little Gucci shoes, a little Gucci shirt, Gucci game. I'll be like, dang, little homie, you only like 7.
Yeah.
But you
want to
know what I found? What I found out what happened that many kids.
Yeah, he envies little
What
boy.
I found out with a lot of little kids is that made them feel more uncomfortable than not be able to make friends with people who felt like they were better than them. So.
Mm. Okay.
With the lessons that I taught them.
I was saying the ones who are Gucci down, they envy the little boy who has the shoes that light up. They be really woke nose, and their parents don't be paying attention because they trying to come in to impress, like she was saying, and they really want the light up shoes, and they be looking like, dang, I want those. And you know, some kids nowadays they be like, want to switch, and they be switching, and then the parent come home like, they made the shoes that you had on, but these are the shoes that they wanted.
Yeah, those are the ones that made them run faster or whatever. So
yeah.
That's how I feel. Whatever made my kids feel comfortable, and as long as it didn't make me look like I was a neglected parent, like I didn't tell them brush their teeth or comb their hair or something like that, I was cool with what they had on. Their clothes was clean. They were good.
Right.
And that's 5 in a row.
Well, I'll tell you, my experience, my mama said fashion wasn't the reason why we went to school. So really, I looked like a mannequin when I went. It is what it is. If the mannequin looked good, my mama bought whatever was on the mannequin, and that's what I went to school in. I had problems. I'm not going to lie. I had problems. My first day of ninth grade.
You may have.
My first day of ninth grade. Hey, I swear, my first day at ninth grade, I went to school, looked like I was from Miami Vice. I had some type of flower shirt on with some white pants, some little white shoes from Kmart. You kids probably don't know what Kmart is. Kmart was a bougie Walmart back in the day.
But
you know,
your Jerry curl is banging.
See, there you go. See, that was the second part. See, I'm over here looking like Don, not Don Johnson, but what was the little Cuban dude name? I'm over here looking like him. I'm over here looking like I'm ready for the world, drip all down the hallway. You dig? And I remember, I'll never forget this. Oof, I remember because I had to regroup my whole sense of thought of who I was as a man, as a young man. I had to regroup. I walked down the hallway. I thought I was looking good. From Miami Vice. Somebody said, is that a girl? Oh, my God, no.
Oh.
What did you just say when I was gone?
They were hating. You're too skinny to even have curves. They were hating.
All day.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, Mom said. My mama said fashion was not the reason why we went to school, and alligators was angry because they had an umlungata. It is what it is.
My kids at school, you know, they went to a Catholic school, so they had their uniforms, but I made sure that they had on, you know, the shoes that they wanted to wear. When they went to high school, they pretty much dressed themselves at that time. They told me what they wanted to wear. But when I was in school, you know, my mom was that one who waited for Brother Clarence and Sister Sale to go, you know, hit it. That's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't getting the stuff that was just right away. That's got to go on Clarence or layaway or something or whatever. You know, so you better wear what's in that closet until you get that, the layaway off or whatever it was. And you better make that work for you. So if you had on that blue and white, you better wear that red and white. And those red and white and blue and white, you had to know how to rotate your outfit so they would think that you had the same thing over and over. You got something new. You just threw on something different. So, yeah.
See, that's that Northside mom bullshit I'm talking about. I think Northside moms had a convention, and they all met right around school time or something, and they plotted and planned what they was going to do to it. You know, I remember my mama did that when she went to the clinic. You know, I went to school for 2 days with my summer clothes on before I had to wait 2 days before I got my new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to wait.
Because they weren't on layaway yet.
Exactly. Oh, they wasn't on layaway yet. Oh, so you tearing up my whole, you
first
time
back from my childhood. Hey, I wanted it was. I knew about that. Oh, well, don't have no brother or sister because you wearing her hand-me-downs for a couple of weeks. Okay? For a couple of weeks. And you better run that. Because y'all going to
be real.
Don't play.
Oh,
it don't matter
no.
if it's not the same size or not.
Right.
Oh, no, they had okay. back then. They adjusted that.
All right, so, let's see. So, all right, hold on, y'all. We got another person. Then we'll go over to the part about what would, you know, about going to the bus stop. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, there's a lot to be said on that one. That's a whole nother show. But hold on, Tina, she's been sitting over here for about 10 minutes now. Let's come and check in with, is that Kelly, girl? Is that Long Beach? Are you in the house?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm in the house.
Hey.
What's good, Kelly?
Hey. Nothing. Moosey, are you still there?
Yeah, what's happening with you, Monster?
Hey, what's good,
Mr. Monster
Moore
Man?
In the building?
All the time, dog. What's happening with you? It's all good. At the park, barbecuing, having a good day. Everything good with you, though?
A little bit of fear. Yeah, everything's great over here, bro. Everything's great.
Well, it's good to hear from you guys. Yeah, I heard that. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what's wrong with the world today.
What's that?
They're giving these kids stuff that they don't really deserve. And then when the kids get older, then they start taking and stealing just to show off.
Hey, right. Hey, true that.
Yo.
True that. Hey.
You feel me?
So, yeah, I feel you on that. Because, hey, at first when they start to think that they ain't got to get it, you know how that be. When somebody just needs some stuff, you don't respect it. So on and so forth,
right.
And yeah, once you learn to earn it, then, you know, it just has a whole different feel to it. So once they start keep getting it free, now it's time to go pay for it, I ain't got no bread. Well, how else you gonna get it? Well, such and such down the street don't sit here, so I think I'm gonna start taking my ass too, and that just turns into a whole different lifestyle. Ain't got nothing to do with school. So what else are we on tonight? Let's see. Okay, so we did the kids going to school. Now, let's see. I guess we can jump into the dress and going to the bus stop. You did. How are some people going to the bus stop? I'm gonna keep it 100, man. I used to hate when my mom used to take me to the bus stop. Sure did. My mom was pretty.
I'm back in here.
My mom was pretty. My mom was pretty. All that, ooh, how old is she? All that other bullshit. I'd be like, nah.
Hello?
Man, nah, mom, I'm good. I go by myself. So, I mean, you know. So, what's the proper attire when you taking your kids to the bus stop? I mean, are you supposed to dress like a CEO? Are you supposed to dress casual, thugged out? You know, because some of y'all be out there looking like y'all trolling. I'd be seeing some moms out there. I'd be like, ooh, for real? Let that bus pull around. I'm going to double back. It is what it is. I mean, what's the proper attire?
I know when I used to drive my kids off, because I had to go to work, I was always either suited or booted, you know, getting ready to go. Very seldom would you catch me not looking nice. I didn't have time. Even when I was off work, I was like, I don't know who may be out here. You know, let me look cute. So that was always my thing. That you ain't going to talk about me and my kids. No, they ain't going to be like, my mama looking like a hot mess. No, she looking tight. So I ain't coming out there with no shower cap on and my pajama pants and some flip-flops in the winter time. No, it ain't happening. Suited and booted.
Right.
Know, not
okay.
A hot mess.
Okay,
well, that was a long time ago when I was. Oh, that was such a long time ago. If I wasn't dressed properly, I pulled up on the bus stop, and I don't care if it was down the alley, in the car, and sat in the car while my kids were on the bus stop. I couldn't do that. I don't know why I couldn't. I think it was more or less me having four daughters and trying to teach them a routine that you don't walk out the house looking a certain way if you're going to do certain things. And for me, I wouldn't do that. And plus, I had already heard the, Mom, why you go like that before? So I wasn't going to do that to me. See, I couldn't do it. All my kids are in stair steps, so it was like a coalition if one of them was like, no, we agree. Her hair was fucked up. Can you put a hat on? So it was like I couldn't just do anything with them all being able to converse. They had a meeting about it. A matter of fact, there's a couple of people. Four boys got suspended from school. All friends were still walking home from school because they got in a fight because one of the twins, I ain't going to put any names, but we grew up with these people. One of their twins called me fat after having four kids at the time. I said, well, you guys call me fat. They said, but we can do that. They can't. I go to the school.
What?
They don't say anything about it. We're just friends. They all four got to still walk home from the bus because one person said something about somebody's mama. So just to avoid all of that, I just started coming right. So now every time I come, I got every time I would come to the bus, I got the same response that your mama used to get and my mama used to get. Ooh, that's your mom? Ooh. So, yeah, I dress up.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the compliment.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a little
bit.
That's your mom?
Damn.
Yeah, that is that BS. It starts early.
right. Hey, like when you said about the kids talking about the, you know, you was fat or whatever. You know how that went, though. That was that old style. You know what I mean? You could say whatever you want about your mama. Oh, she ain't no good. Oh, her feet stink. Oh, she got a wig on. She thinks she all that. She ain't nothing. Blah, blah, blah. Whoopie, whoopie, whoopie. Well, she's scared of my auntie. I don't know why she's picking on me. She don't fight my auntie.
I agree.
But let somebody else talk about your mama.
I totally agree.
Yeah, let somebody else jump in. Yeah, they'd be like, yeah, she ain't shit. Wait, hold up. What?
Right. I wanted the school to agree, but all four of them got suspended. I just wanted them all back on the bus together. Well, they suspended, but you guys ain't suspended from my house. You're all four still in my house. All four of y'all got suspended today. But you're still here. They don't know that, though.
Right, right. Well,
so
yeah,
just
well,
to avoid conflict. And all of that with the kids.
You just didn't do it no more.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I'm the mom.
Well, basically, yeah, my kids did. It kind of got a little upset. I used to go through the same thing, but they kind of moved me around. It's kind of messed up how we try to laugh at it. We'd be laughing our ass off, like, just at first. We'd be like, I don't care about your feelings. Oh, why are you getting so mad? You and your feelings? And you kind of go at it just to fuck with them. Tonight, the next day, just to fuck with them. Yeah, but I got moved around. I got told that, yeah. I had to go sit in the car at first because the bus driver would be like, hey, nothing to cool, dude. And then you're like, wait, hold up, what?
Is your dad single?
Then it was, I had to go sit in the car. Then it was on. Then all of a sudden, then it was next thing you know, some other kids Mama, can we come sit in the car with you? Then, no, see that. Now you got to look from the window from the house down the block. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. So, yeah. So, I used to get banned from the bus stop. But I'm not going to lie, though. You dig? I used to put out a little extra something, fuck with the kids a little bit. I'm so bad. You dig? Oh, yeah, I was one of them bad.
But you're a guy.
Yeah, my kids used to get hit.
You're a guy, though. You're the initiator. I wouldn't have brought my daddy to the bus stop either if I had a woman bus driver, because there's options there. There's a woman with a job that may be single right there.
Right, and she's taking my man because he's looking at goodness. No, you better stay home, bro. I got this. I'm walking him too. You stay right here in the house. No, thank you. Thank you. Take your shoes right on off, daddy. No.
Yeah.
I need you to tell me what the weather's gonna be when it come on. I'll be right back. I missed it.
Right.
Good Morning America is only on from 8 to 9. I need you to watch it.
Hey, that's another thing. You know what I mean? Talking about kids going back to school. I know a lot of parents are happy right now. It's basically going to be a holiday tomorrow when all the kids go back to school. Let's keep it 100. You know, I was like that when I had kids. I used to hate the summer. I swear I used to hate the summer. Oh, I used to hate the summer. I used to tie my kids up at summer school. They'd be like, we got all A's. Why we got to go to summer school? Because you messing up me and your mama preconceptions. We all know that's what it is. You know, you got the kids home with y'all all day. Y'all need some time. You know, y'all rush home on y'all lunch break. Hurry up, do what y'all got to do. Eat your food back on the way home on the drive. It is what it is. That's why your parents used to get mad when y'all get suspended. We're not mad because you got suspended from school. We got mad because you messing up our sick time. Keep your ass at school. Get detention or something. But don't you bring your ass back home in the middle of the day. You want to see some shit you don't want to see. Oh,
God damn it, conform.
I mean, was it like that for any of y'all? I mean, was y'all happy to see the kids go to school?
Yes. Man, faithful breakfast maker. I don't want y'all to miss breakfast, so come on.
Don't get sick. You ain't sick. Don't be sick.
Right.
You ain't sick. Let me see. Let me take your temperature. You is 99, but you good. Have the nurse call me if it get any worse.
Good. Right.
I just need this quick 45 minutes with your daddy. Kids, I missed the bus. Oh, get in the car. We finna drive you. I'm finna drive you down to the next bus stop.
Man.
Don't worry about it. I got you, player.
Man.
We're going to school today.
The next
Man.
Bus stop is 8 minutes. I got you. We gonna make it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you got time. You gotta serve breakfast first. I'm gonna drive you all the way to school. You ain't even gonna miss class.
Yeah, as long as they get their ass out of town. Right. So, looks like we got a little bit of time left. So, all right, I guess, is there any last words you want to talk about, you know, anything coming up or anything that really popped off over the weekend? Then we'll do our shout-outs, and then I'll play some Moosey Moo, seeing that he called in. Their line was pretty choppy, so, they're not on the line now, so they must be having some technical difficulties over there tonight. So, any last words there, CJ Poet, or any shout-outs?
Yes, Northside Publishing. I got my copyrights. I'll be getting my 5th printing coming out. Taking EPKs and MP3s for music. Ground Up Radio is looking for someone. I gave them a shout out to you, so they should be contacting you too, E. That's New York. So, just looking to network with everybody. Get back at me, cjthepoet@gmail.com.
Okay, that's what's up. What about you, Miss Unbelievable?
Shout out to all the kids getting ready to come to Olsen. I'll see you there tomorrow. Ooh, Jesus.
Yay.
And be safe. Cars do not go around buses. Parents, get your kids school on time. And let's just rock this school year out with fun.
Yeah, slow down and watch for the kids. That kind of gets to me every year that people act like they can't wait for that bus stop sign to go back in before they pull around the buses and stuff. Watch out for these kids, man.
Right, yeah. And also, parents, teach your kids two things. One, the little ones, teach them not to cross in the middle of the block in between cars. Make sure they go to the corner and look both ways and don't expect some cars to stop. Make sure they wait to see that some cars are slowing down and they stop first before they actually cross. That and also for the high school kids, make sure you tell them don't text and drive. That's the number one killer of high school kids. Today is texting and driving on their way and from school. Have a designated texter while you're driving or just wait till you get home. Anything that you got to say can wait 5 to 10 minutes until you get home. For real, for real. So, all right, check it out. This is Moosey Moo on my way up out of here. He got so many tracks over here, I don't know which one to play. So we're going to play this one right here. It's called The Real featuring Lady Lovely, Monsters Radio. Oh, I guess, and Low DZ. All right, check it out. Moosey Moo, Monsters Radio, Long Beach, California.
Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Yeah, you know, it just keeps falling like dominoes. One after another, and another, and another.
Sir, Miss Jackson, I am for real. Bitch, I'm so cold, I have your ass shopping at the swap meet. So I'm bailing up in the club, throwing up my dubs, about to hit another show. I looked to my right, I looked to my left. I seen her over there dripping with thickness, so I had to hit it with the quickness. Quickness. There's two things I don't need, a dope fiend bitch and a broke bitch. It ain't gonna make me rich. What, I look like an Andre Buck boy? Get the fuck out of here. I need every last dime on time. I told her to go get it, she came back with it. If it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't have had nay another bitch.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
I'm a sexy ass bitch from the West Coast. You can see it for yourself. Take it or leave it. Snow bunny on the West Side. Let's ride. Smoking on the finest kush. Sipping Cali's finest wine. Boss life to the fullest. Let me show you how to do this. Miss me with that shit. Bitch didn't get to step in.
Bitch get to step in.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Okay. Yeah, I stay smoking on the best weed, and baby interested in the best thing. Fly chick, fly nigga though. If she don't pick and choose, maybe I can pick and roll. We good to go, I'm all about the dough. So I ain't never shorting, I don't like to go for broke. Real nigga, ain't got no time for playing spokes. Oh so never fall for okie dokes. I mean I'm fast life living, never moving slow. You see I get it, so get with it or you gotta go. That's all I know, never trust a snake hoe. Like my nigga Taco say, man I hate hoes. See I hit Moosey Moo, my nigga what it do. I'm with Lady Lully dipping and we coming through. California living, smoking on the Cali glue. Laughing at these ratchet bitches as a nigga chunk the deuce. Deuce.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.